Graham's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Certainly getting naughty after nine in the studio.
Oh, it certainly is.
A little cuddle for Belle.
Oh, you're good.
Wow, yeah.
Hey, producer Belle.
That just went to air. Okay.
Yeah, you're allowed to give your co-host and your colleagues a bit of a G-up with a little cuddle.
I mean, Ollie and I cuddle every night.
Before the show and after the show. You get an occasional mid-show hug because you get sad sometimes.
I don't get sad.
You do. You get upset when Tom and I do things
frustrated
that you don't like.
Producer Belle, you're in here to give us a final definitive answer on the cantaloupe rock melon trivial dispute.
Yes, and I printed you guys out a page, and I've got a paragraph here about exactly what a cantaloupe
is. I'm so glad you've wasted a tree on one sentence at the top of a page.
Which I don't really care about, but I want to hear you tell us, finally, what is the answer?
Okay, so according to Wikipedia, melon...
Mate, you've been to uni, have you?
Yeah.
You know
no,
you can't
actually,
use Wikipedia.
No,
you haven't
saying,
been
no.
to uni.
Oh. I went to TAFE.
You can't use that as a source.
Do you want my answer or not?
Okay, yep.
Rock melon is a type of cantaloupe.
Oh, so the cantaloupe's the big dog.
Yes.
The genus, if you will.
And in the cantaloupe family, there's muskmelon, mushmelon, rock melon, and sweet melon.
Mushmelon?
And then... Yep.
Get me some mushmelons.
What happens to the mushmelons? Do you just kind of...
couple of sessions on the mushmelons.
You can Google that, because I'm not Googling anything
so that
else for you.
Was rockmelon under the blanket of cantaloupe?
Yes.
Was honeydew under that blanket?
So honeydew is a type of muskmelon. Just to really throw everyone out.
Dispute settled.
Yeah.
Good job, Belle. Out you go.
Get out of here, cutie.
Let's get naughty. Not you, not Belle, I'm not looking at you, Belle. I'm talking about the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
naughty after 9:14. You could call this segment, Tom.
Oh, yeah, wow.
We're really getting a bit over time. So let's get into the sexy stuff with this amazing news story that you found.
Yeah, it's great.
About an orgy being interrupted.
Oh, my God.
Like the film Girl Interrupted, you could call it Orgy Interrupted.
All I need to know from you, I'll bring you the story about Aussie tourists caught in illegal orgy raid in Thai red light district, according to the Herald Sun in Victoria. 133353, who walked in on you? In the meantime, who walked in on you? You know, you were doing the deed. You're bumping uglies and someone's walked in on you. 133353, who was it?
Sorry, do you want to...
No, it's fine. I was just waiting to the lyrics and then I say Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After Nine. Flame trees, cold chisel. Yeah, you're on the M's with Tom and Ollie taking you right through to 10 p.m. And of course, after 9 o'clock, we play this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning. Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Naughty after nine.
Who walked in on you? 133353. You were doing the deed, and somebody's walked in. Never fun.
The sad part about this story, Tom, well, the sad part for you listening, is that the funniest thing is the picture. The picture that I saw was two coppers standing in a room as about five or six older people, probably about 50 plus, were just draped in sheets and were sort of cuddling and consoling themselves.
And little black boxes over their bits.
Yes. They were clearly naked post-orgy, or they were mid-orgy, when the police strolled in.
Oh, hey, do you want me to tell this story? Or?
Oh, I'm just doing the picture. But yeah, the image is just sad. Anyway, Tom.
News Corp is reporting Aussie tourists caught in illegal orgy raid in Thai red light district. So basically, the police have busted this sex party. It's supposed to be like a swingers party at Chulap Hotel. Now, this is in like the red light district in Thailand, right? They've arrested they found 11 men from around the world cavorting with 14 young local women.
Cavorting.
It doesn't sound good from the get-go.
So it's not an equal party kind of, you know.
Attendees paid $62 on a website to take part in the swingers party.
Yeah, but the women were locals and the men were from around the world. Yeah, okay.
People
that isn't swinging.
At the Chulap Hotel, they've arrested the owner of it, but at around 11:30, people were found having group sex in rooms. people having group sex and rooms scattered with condoms, sexual enhancement drugs, and toys. The tourists came from Australia, America, Britain, Canada, China, Malaysia, Singapore, Germany, Thailand, Cambodia, India, and the Ukraine.
Wow. The pun sheet I've got here says that the cops came in and they copped more than they expected. That the cops busted in while they were busting out. And the cops came in, one had a baton whilst they were batting off.
Oof.
Too much?
I don't know that one. But I love this idea of people. Oh, sorry.
You didn't get the pun sheet?
Hang on. Three hotel staff was tasked with serving hot tea to the guests, cleaning the rooms, and joining in with the sex games.
Good on them joining in. Mucking in, having a bit of fun.
Tea and sex?
That's a strange...
Tea and sex?
Maybe it's chamomile. Or relaxing.
Who's having tea and sex?
I wouldn't put it past you,
I'd have sex than tea.
Yeah.
You'd not be having tea and sex.
You'd be a tea sex kind of guy.
I'd have an iced tea and sex.
Would you? What, Lipton?
Oh, mate, get around a Lipton iced tea.
During sex, just to cool you down?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Packed full of sugar, though.
Of course it is, and you would know that because your body is a temple.
Jack, who walked in on you?
It was the next girlfriend's father.
So your current girlfriend at the time?
No. Yeah, at the time, a few years ago. But the best part was my mate was on the floor with his missus and they were getting busy too. And she was on top of me up on her bed and her father's opened the door and just basically seen his daughter riding me.
Oh.
And I shit myself. I was thinking I'm going to get my head kicked in. And he just kind of shut the door and walked off.
No, with the guys on the floor, not with him.
With whoever. It's a free country. I mean, it's...
Fortunately, I was able to walk out of that house still intact. But my missus was really upset.
Yeah, of course.
Because she didn't want her father to know, so...
No.
Did you keep going?
No. Kind of the emotion just kicked in for her, so that was it. I had to make my way home with blue balls.
Oh, why?
It's terrible.
Why are we... How old were you... having sex with your mate in your room?
18.
Yeah, is that that's very 18, 19. Fun of you, isn't it? Very out there.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
It's good. Did you like that?
Yeah, no, it was fun.
Any crossover or just a
No crossover, just we were two couples that used to hang out and go do couple shit and then we'll get back and get busy at the end of the day.
Makes sense. I mean, let's have sex separately in the same room.
Yeah. A bit of fun.
Is it?
Well, if you have an orgy, Tom, then the cops bust in.
Hang on, was that a pun?
No, I'm just saying. It can happen if you have an orgy, mostly in Thailand, in the Chulap Hotel. The cops can bust in.
Yeah. Just trying to think of more puns. I'll think of something.
Mate, you didn't get the pun sheet.
No, I didn't get the pun sheet. Oh. It's annoying. 133353, who walked in on you while you were doing the deed? Stone Temple Pilots, Interstate Love Song. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Interstate Love Song, Stone Temple Pilots. It's after 9 o'clock.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after 9.
Jump on the blower, 133353. Who walked in on you? We will be asking soon if you've accidentally taken drugs. But Ollie, Aussie tourists were caught in an illegal orgy raid in Thai's red light district, according to News Corp. I've written my own puns. I know you had the pun sheet before.
Well, I had a pun sheet because the cops copped more than they expected. When they busted in, they were busting out. And the bat off one didn't work as well. No. What's your... You got a pun?
Well, apparently the police were using their batons a bit too much and one of the guys ended up in Bangkok.
That's shit.
Well, you know, the cops walked into the room and went, oh, geez.
Because
they were Canadian.
That's not bad.
They were Canadian cops.
Now, to answer your question properly, on Facebook, Jason has messaged. Jason has a lot of curveballs that in the past he's sent through, but this is pretty crazy. He said, once when I got arrested, which is a great sentence to start
it's
with.
It's good.
Once when I got arrested with a girl, we were both handcuffed in the paddy wagon and we started going at it. In the back of the car.
No.
We got back to the police station and the cop opened the door while we were still going at it.
You're going at it in the back of a divvy van.
And the cop copped more than he expected.
The steam out of
not
it.
The face.
You've seen it like 15.
Sorry.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Having fun tonight, mate. Who walked in on you?
It was in Thailand, was it?
Yeah, this story was. Yeah.
Where you can always get more than you bargain for, eh?
Well, that's almost a pun. Yeah,
sure,
I like
yeah,
that. Yeah. Okay.
Just leave the puns to us, though, Peter. Just tell your story,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah,
you're getting paid for the puns. You're not.
I was about 14.
Yeah.
And I was at home after school barbecuing alone.
Barbecuing alone. Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. So I was having a bat, you know. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, the door opened. I went, the old man.
Yeah.
Come home from work, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
Earlier
and
than
he
expected.
Said, he said, leave it alone. He said, it's going to fall off when it gets ripe.
Oh. Because you were barbecuing.
Because I was barbecuing,
Yeah.
I was turning the sauce.
What, you thought you might get him back up again for a bit, did you, Tom?
Well,
baited him out, back up again.
Yeah, wasn't it? Well, it didn't sound good the first time. Turning the sausages, he just said as we were fading him out, though, which I didn't like. Hey, Jack.
Put some relish on, though. Get some chutney.
Who walked in on you, Jack?
Well, boys, how are we, first of all?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah, well, when I was about 15, I got home from a party with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah,
at the time.
And you know how it is anywhere and everywhere. So the dinner table was next to us.
Yeah.
I thought, why not? And next minute, I look in front of me and my dad has opened the door and he's staring at me. Mm. Didn't know what was going to happen there. He ended up shutting the door next day, having breakfast with everyone.
Oh.
And he gives me the nod because the girlfriend was just next to me.
Oh,
and
there
she still doesn't know to the day.
Was he a bit chuffed, was he?
Yeah. He, you know, a little bit of a high five.
Oh, you shouldn't laugh, but no, it's great. Good on you, Jack. Dad's proud. You made your dad proud. I mean, you've ruined the kitchen table forever, but yes, your dad's proud.
1-3-3-5-3. There's more in this, Ollie, for sure.
Oh, if you've got more, then definitely call up.
Yeah. Who walked in on you?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Who walked in on you? 1-3-3-5-3. Of course, these Aussie tourists were caught over in Thailand today, according to News Corp. Hey, Paul.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Good, buddy. Who walked in on you doing the
deed? Police.
The police?
Yep.
Why?
Well, I lived in units at the time,
yeah.
And I got lucky, and one of the units got robbed.
Oh, no.
They went door knocking, and I left the door open because I was getting lucky, and they walked in thinking the same routine happened, and they walked in on me.
No. Was Sting there as well, or just the police?
The police, a couple of coppers and that, female police officer and two male officers and me and the two girls. Yeah, and they threw the towel on me and I landed on something that was hanging there.
Oh. Held up a towel, did you?
Yeah, the towel was left out to hang out the dry.
It's a good test, that one, if you see how much of a big dog you are.
What?
How many towels can you hold up?
Three.
Yeah,
did you accidentally take...
Tea towels? I do beach towels, mate.
Did you accidentally take drugs is up next. This is Free Fallin' Tom Petty. Don't say anything. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Ollie, you need to share that on our Facebook page, mate. That is brilliant.
You want to see some cute baby goats?
It's so good.
Yeah, the girls will love it. Belle, the producer, and Izzy, you'll love this. I got just a great video of baby goats doing cute stuff.
Share it.
It's just so... Oh, sorry, it's playing now. I'll share it on our page on Tom and Ollie.
Yeah, great.
And, it's just great.
Girls, go check it out.
I'll do it now.
Don't say no like that.
What, you're better than a funny, cute goat video? You're not.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M?
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Done. That's how fast the internet is. Tom and Ollie, I posted it. My caption is, oh my God, so funny. And check out Baby Goats. Mm. So cute.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Your story.
My story. Yeah. Oh, yes. Did you accidentally take drugs? This story is...
Because I got high.
Fitting. Look, on the backdrop of the Greens pushing to legalize cannabis, this is a story about a man who was a long-time employee at a school. And He was very, very much a trusted and loved employee, a teacher, right?
Nice.
Been there for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. Now, this man, in his own time, obviously didn't mind making marijuana cakes, if you will. Brownies.
That's illegal.
It is currently, yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, yeah. And so the brownies are, you know, if you're, you can mistake them.
You don't need
them.
To explain.
Well, I'm just saying there's brownies and you can, if you have marijuana in them, they look the same, but you can't tell by looking at them, right?
Is that what this guy said?
He didn't say this. I'm just, this is a fact. This is a fact.
Yeah, sure.
So basically he's gone to school and in his own time, he's doing his own thing. You know, yeah. I don't know what he's doing, but he's clearly had some or he owns some.
Ridiculous.
And so
who would do that?
I know. And so he's, but he's rocked up to work and unfortunately he's brought some of the affected brownies to school by accident.
No.
He has allowed other staff to partake and several.
So he made normal ones as well and he's taken the wrong ones to school. Or he did it on purpose.
No, he accidentally, yeah, he didn't know they were marijuana infected. He didn't intend to bring those to school and share them. He must have got confused with some actual brownies, the normal ones that he had.
Oh, my God.
And he ended up getting two teachers in, coming down with all these strange effects. They're feeling ridiculous and strange and nauseous. And they're at school, by the way. They're going through their classes.
One of them's turned into Afro Man.
Yeah, they're putting on funny YouTube videos and playing Wu-Tang Clan. And they're going, what's wrong with me? And so they ended up having
to wait till lunchtime.
But they had to go to the hospital because they're freaking out going, what's wrong with me?
Canteen ran out of food.
No, but this is the serious part of the story is they go to hospital.
Yeah.
They get diagnosed with just, you're high off marijuana brownies. And it turns out poor trusted teacher had to be fired because of the accident, the innocent mistake that he'd made. And so his career, 20 years at that school, so over.
The kids hated it because the school day lasted till 4:20 in the afternoon.
they had to work till 4:20. You know, they're doing a whole lot of classes about you know, politics and left wing ideas and getting silly, and then they're going out and doing pottery. So it wasn't fun for anyone involved. But sadly, just a case of an accident and taking drugs by accident.
And 133353, have you accidentally taken drugs?
Have you done it? Have you done what this guy did? And maybe been the culprit? Maybe stuffed up?
I don't really want to hear from those people.
Okay. Well, aren't you close-minded?
Well, no.
Call 133353, did you accidentally take drugs?
I would just never condone taking illicit substances. That would just not be something that I'd
do. Yeah, but we've spoken to people who have taken drugs on this show before.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Have you accidentally taken drugs, Brett?
I have actually. I was at a party at over in Broome and have a few beers with the guys and helping myself to the cookies on the table. And I actually didn't realise till about 4 or 5 hours later when somebody said, "Do you want another beer?"
For about 4 hours later.
it was a while.
Yeah. So, and you had no idea what was going on with you? Were you confused?
Not really. I was just focused on one spot on the phone.
Okay, that phone line is absolutely terrible.
That's no good.
Mm. That was pumped up. I was faded to the metal there.
Faded to the metal.
Faded to the metal.
That's
mate.
Like pedal to the metal, but a radio version.
133353. Did you accidentally take drugs? Did you accidentally eat the cookies, the brownies?
Consume, imbibe by accident.
133353. Holly. Yeah. Ollie, right now, ARIA award-winning Gang of Views, The Heart is a Muscle, Tom and Ollie on Triple M Press Play.
New music.
Oh, God. Just like incredible new music.
You want tissue, mate?
The Heart is a Muscle. Gang of Youths, new music here on Triple M, off the album Go Farther in Lightness, ARIA award-winning.
You think you're loving Gang of Youths? People are loving Baby Goats on Facebook.
It is Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
So people are just loving, I mean, go and check it out on Tom and Ollie. I shared it. It's from NTD Funniest. That's the page.
Yeah.
But just, you know, Baby Goats.
What are people saying?
Ian says one of them goats looks high, lol. Tamika, goats are hilarious.
Yep.
Brittany does say, did you guys accidentally eat a cookie and then watch this video. And to that, I say no. I say no. I just find goats funny, Brittany, and so should you.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Did you accidentally ingest drugs? Did you accidentally take drugs? 133353.
I mean, you just heard a shocking story from, a guy that I know of in the teaching field. Just sad. I mean, a human error of taking in to school to share some brownies. Didn't know they were marijuana infected. And so he's ended up getting fired because he's got two staff members.
Because I got high.
Hate to say it, but almost unemployable after that.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good on the resume.
What, accidentally got other teachers high?
Yes.
Doesn't look good.
Don't put it on there.
Who's putting it on their resume?
You know, I get high marks, so say that, but nothing else.
My marks, out of 420 marks, I get 420.
But he does belong in a high school, you could say that.
Hey, Kylie.
Good.
Hello.
Hey, Kylie.
Did you accidentally ingest drugs, Kylie?
I did.
Oh, no.
I was at my sister's 18th birthday party.
Yep.
And her dad decided to become the chef.
No.
So he was baking and we have different dads. And so he was baking and he was baking.
Yeah.
And he decided to place a platter of really interesting tasting cookies.
Yeah, right.
And
why would you do that?
Bit of a funny dad.
Not my dad.
Yeah, but
not funny, Hama, either. Just funny, like weird.
It's not a good vibe, is it, for an 18th, just to force people to take drugs?
No.
Just as a little clarification, I'm a little bit older than my sister. There's almost 10 years difference between us. And so after the ingestion of said cookies, it was interesting and ended in a large food fight.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, it's better than an ambulance, I guess. Well, Bob, what is your experience of accidentally taking drugs?
Hey, how you going? So I went to my girlfriend's house for dinner. It was my second time meeting the parents. The whole family was there, cousins, everything.
Yeah.
And I had a really bad headache. So she said, yeah, just shit on upstairs to the bathroom and just go grab a headache pill. And I grabbed what I saw was the only thing there, which ended up being Viagra. So I've popped two of those thinking, yeah, all right, my headache should go away soon.
Yeah.
And sitting down at the dinner table, having a lovely meal, and all of a sudden I look down and I see my penis is pretty hard.
Oh, no.
And I'm just kind of like looking around going, okay, maybe it's just, you know, a crazy thing. I don't know. It should pass in a few minutes.
Just having a good time, yeah.
And dinner's finished over. The whole family wants to stand up and get photos with me because it's my second time there and things are starting to get serious.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do the little dance to get the boys to, you know, be in line, stay in control.
Were you caught out or you managed to hide it?
My girlfriend noticed and she pulled me to the side after the first photo and was like, you know, what's going on? What's happened? And I've told her, look, I think I've taken one of your dad's Viagras by accident. And she's freaked out and said, oh, you know, Bob's not feeling too well. He's just going to go to the bathroom for a little bit. We think he ate too much.
Again?
Yeah.
Going to go and have another mystery pill and then have another side effect and it just keeps going around in circles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's not fun. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls
the mama. I'm sure I'll depend on that. Never had Viagra? Have you?
Nope.
Boring. All right. That's the show.
Yeah. Bob was nice and up to end with. Up in his pants. Boo!
Oh. Hey, go Dons. On Anzac Day, we aren't going to be here till Thursday, so go Dons.
Yeah, we're not going to be here tomorrow or Wednesday. See you Thursday.
Bye.
We work hard, I promise.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.